All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, June 16th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a seven-game MLB main slate as well as a single NBA showdown for tonight. I believe it's game five of the NBA Finals. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here. As a reminder, it is Monday, so winners for the birdie battle will be announced in Discord in the Office Hours channel. So if you're looking for the winners for this week, you can check it out there. Other than that, got SaberSim up on the screen now. Did have one question prior to the show, so we will start there and then just kind of see where we go. All right, first question, how can I use SaberSim to analyze and compare the lineups generated by its simulator with those typically produced by a standard optimizer, focusing on differences in player correlations and stack constructions? So you have a couple of options here. First off is you can upload lineups built outside of SaberSim into SaberSim. Let's just like run a build first real quick. So we're just going to build 500 lineups real fast here. So we're going to build 500 lineups and build one. If I open up a new build, as long as your build has no lineups in it, see how it shows like no lineups. If you right click on this build, you can upload a pool of lineups built outside of SaberSim. The way you do that is, this is why I needed to run a build first. You need to make sure the lineup positions are in the same format that we accept them in. So for instance, and I don't need to run a sim for this. So let's say I build lineups in SaberSim, right? I can export just the lineups by using this save to CSV option. And then I open this. So this is how we accept the lineups, where the pitcher is in column A, and then every position thereafter is like left to right. So like the same way you see the lineup descending, this is effectively column A, column B, column C. So what I could do, right, is I could take this pool of lineups and, you know, let's say we get rid of all this other stuff, right? Like you built it outside of SaberSim and you just have the lineups and it looks like this. Okay, cool. I save that. Save that. Okay. So I have these lineups. I go to a new build, right? So let's go to build two. And then once I get to build two, I can right click, upload pool, grab that file, and then the lineups come in. So as long as your positional positions are the same, you can upload a file from lineups built anywhere. Right. This will give you the ability. Okay. You know, yeah, now I have these 20 lineups, right? Only the 20. Okay. Well, you know, what are the stack exposures for these? What are the team stacks? You know, what are the players, right? So then now you can cross compare that between the lineups you have in build one, which you build on SaberSim, and then the lineups you have in build two, right? You could take this a step further. You could run contest sims for both. Hey, you know, how do the pre-contest sim ROIs change from lineups built in build one with SaberSim versus the lineups built in build two built outside of SaberSim, right? And then if I want, I could even rename these, right? Okay, I'm gonna call these, you know, Saber lineups. And then, you know, I would rename this other one, you know, wherever the lineups came from, whatever you want to call it, right? That's another way. Another thing you could do, right? If you just want to get a sense for like, hey, how is a traditional optimizer building? But maybe you don't have access to one, right? But you just kind of have this like question in your head. Well, turn SaberSim from build mode sim to Build Mode Optimizer. And then this will act like a traditional optimizer. It will build lineups based on projected points. You might want to add in some rules and stuff to get like some stacks. I think that's something that's very common on traditional optimizers because they don't stack kind of on their own. So you got to put in some rules and things like that. So yeah, you could run cache type lineups in SaberSim and get a sense of it that way, right? So there's a couple different options. Those are the main ones that I can see being like most helpful here. So let me know if there's any questions around that, but that is what I think is some of your best options and like your best path forward. All right, good stuff there. Let's jump back to the Saber lineups that we built. You know, we did build 500 lineups, kind of kicks us off into a good start for a starter demo here for MLB. So why don't we go back to this? What do we got? 7-game slate here. I didn't do anything with, you know, settings or anything. I probably would have put on the don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. Might have bumped min salary a little bit from like 48,000 to 48,500, 49,000 maybe. It is a little bit of a smaller slate, so a little less reason to bump here. But either way, we ran the 500 lineups. I am sorting by Saber score already. I have 500 lineups in my pool. Say I'm building, you know, for like quarter jukebox, something like that. Okay, cool. Got an average projection aggregate metric. So I'm pretty much set up the way I want to be. One thing I've been talking about a lot in like support lately is grouping these exposure, ownership, and leverage columns together and just keeping these really, really close, right? That way you can make better decisions based on how much different your lineups are from the field based on these numbers, right? So having these together, very, very important. Like, okay, yeah, we have 100% Logan Gilbert, but he is, you know, 50% owned. We're really only like 2x the field on him, right? And, you know, maybe he's just like the best pitcher on the slate by far. So these are important things to be aware of. Keep these things together, in my opinion, is really, really good. And then if you do move the columns around, the builder should remember that next time it builds lineups for you. But then from there, right, using SaberScore, got to be aware of how far down in our pool we're going here, right? So I like to scroll down, make sure my pool number isn't getting too far down. I don't like to go really more than halfway down my pool. So now we try and start getting some diversification. We see if we have these like big leverages, right? Okay, let's try and flatten them out a little bit. So Mini-Uniques is going to be our best tool to start with. So we're going to start cranking this up. I'm basically watching how my projection changes. You know, I was at 100.6. So now at 4 uniques, I'm at, 100.4. So here, right, I've dropped like 0.2 projection, but I've spread out a lot. That tells me there's a lot of different combinations of positive EV lineups, and I don't need to be so concentrated in order to find them. Now, another thing I might do, right, is look at batters and pitchers separately here. Generally kind of okay to be a little bit more leveraged on the pitchers, but I might want to be a little bit flatter on the batters just because their variance is so high, right? So, okay, I come in here. I do still see some like big leverages here. So I haven't sacrificed that much projection yet. So I might try and go like a little bit further with the uniques. So maybe I try and get to like 5. Notice I'm only at lineup 36, right? So we went from the top 20 to 20 out of the top 36. So we're skipping some lineups, but we're really still, you know, very, very high up in our pool. So that's a really good thing. Interesting, I get to 5 and some batters go up here. We were lower, but now we're getting a ton of Christian Walker. Okay, let's try 6. Okay, I'm going to try 7. We are down about 1 point projection now. Okay, so 7, you know, we do lose like 3 more points in projection. Kind of interesting to me because at first we were getting like a lot of Washington, right? That's like the CJ Abrams, the Ahmed Rosarios, the James Woods. And then when we got from like 3 uniques into like 5-6 uniques, we started to favor Houston more. And we were getting like 40% Walker, some Altuve. Now we got all the way to 7 uniques. And now our projection dropped, yes. But now we're kind of getting a blend of both. And we're getting flatter leverages. So it's kind of interesting where like, okay, at first with the low uniques, we were highly leveraged on Washington. And then with like uniques in the middle, we were kind of leveraged on Houston. And then once we got like, once we pushed uniques a little bit further than maybe we would have liked to go, you know, getting to a little bit lower projection, we finally won, flattened out on everyone. And then we ended up with a mix here of like Washington and Houston. So like, in my opinion, you know, I'm kind of okay with dropping the projection here. We are at lineup 132, right? So, you know, the reason we try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool is because generally when we run the contest sim and then we put on an ROI filter, we'll generally lose about half the lineups in our pool. Okay. So like, I could just show this. It's like, okay, if I come in here and I say, show me lineups with contest sim, ROI greater than zero, right? So when the filter's on, here we lost like 180, right? So that's about like 40-ish percent. So this is why we say be careful, right? Try and stay in the top 25 to 50% because you're more likely to continue to play positive ROI lineups here. But obviously, we wouldn't know that without the contest sims. But we can still learn something from the contest sim and then, you know, share that, right, with our starter users. So here we're at lineup 132. Well within the top 50%, just outside the top 25%. And we're getting flatter leverages. We're getting to kind of both of the teams now that SaberSim like wanted to play. So I like this. Yeah, we sacrificed some projection to do so. If you want to maintain the projection, then you're going to have to take a stand somewhere. And, you know, you have to decide, hey, did I like the Houston one? Did I like the Washington one? Kind of figure out what speaks to you the best. But all in all, I think my batter exposures look a lot better. Still taking a stand on Gilbert, not as strong. Now it's like 1.5x the field as opposed to 2x the field. So that seems kind of good. And then no team stacked more than 35%. And then it's still those top two here, right? So this looks a lot better to me. I really like this. I'd be ready to save these lineups and upload them to my contests. All right. Couple questions rolling in here. I'm going to come back to Chris' question. I think these are a couple follow-ups. Is there a way to not use a unique player when using Opto for MLB? So when you're using the optimizer mode, the min unique of one basically just says that, hey, every lineup must have one player different from every other lineup. If that wasn't the case and the builder could build lineups with no uniques, it would just build the same lineup. Like, you'd get the top projected lineup 20 times, right? Because that's what optimizer mode is trying to do. The biggest difference here, right, between like the sim and the optimizer as far as the uniques go, with sim mode, it is a post-build filter, right? So we're building more lineups than we think you're going to need, 500, 5,000, depending on your plan. And then we are saying, okay, let's take this pool and let's filter four lineups that have this many players different from one another. With optimizer mode, it's a pre-build input. Like, say you have this at three. Okay, every lineup we build must have X players different from every other lineup, right? So this is like an input before you build your lineups. This is a filter after you build your lineups. But those are like the big differences there. All right, Renegade says, is it best to create separate builds for each contest, or can I just do a portfolio and crank up uniques? I'm using the starter plan. So I think it's fine to build them all together still. The only, I guess, time I would probably do separate, like maybe you're playing on FanDuel and you're playing like the 155 cent and like the 150, 25 cent, right? So if you're trying to get 300 lineups out of 500, you're kind of limited there, so like it might be a good idea to do separate builds in that instance. But aside from that, you know, even with autofill, right, just make sure you're picking the right saber score for each contest, right? Maybe you have two contests and they both go into this bucket, right? Okay, well then if you want, you could build them together in direct fill and just put change your lineups to 40, right? Or maybe you like to use autofill and you have like 10 contests, right? Okay, well, in the autofill, just assign the right saber score with the entries to each contest, right? So that's what I would be doing
in autofill is making sure that each contest gets the right saber score. Some of them are going to overlap, right? I would definitely use unique rank with starter and autofill, or really any of them, because if two contests fall within the same bucket and you're using rank, you're 100% going to get the same lineups in both contests, right? The same exact top 20. So that's why I think unique rank is a really good thing to use for starter. But those would be my pieces of advice there. We answered Joe's. Chris Sam, dude, NBA captain showdown. I'm debating on moving up to the ultimate. Is the simulator better on ultimate than starter? So let's go over to showdown. I did want to talk some showdown here for today. Unselect NBA. All right, let's go over to build. Okay, so the big differences here, right, between ultimate and starter. So and I'm just going to build some lineups. So number one is how many lineups you can build, right? I can build up to 5,000 lineups on ultimate, and I'll just kick this off. And then two is the sorting metrics you get to use, right? But the game sims are going to be the same, okay? So both subscriptions are using the same game sims. Difference here is that one, you get 500 lineups, one you get 5,000, right? So you just get more instances where you are sampling the game sims, right, with 10x lineups. Second one is what this is doing right now, the contest sim. So basically, after the lineups are built, we're taking your lineups, we're putting them into a contest that we're running behind the scenes on the back end with what we think the lineups in your contest are going to look like, and then we are playing that out 100,000 times. Now, from that, we basically tally how much money each lineup won, how much money each lineup lost. And then if the lineups won more than their entry fees, then that makes the lineup a positive ROI lineup. If the lineups lost more money than their entry fees, that makes the lineup a negative ROI lineup. So the good thing about this, right, is that it is taking into account the exact number of entries in the contest, the exact payout structure. What is the first percent? How many lineups cash? And then it takes into account how many entries you have. So maybe you're only entering, you know, 5 entries into the flagship. Okay, well, we're going to know that you're only entering 5, and then we're going to take that into account, because basically what we do, right? So you have your pool of 5,000. We take different groups of 150, for instance, if you're maxing it out, and then we put those into the sim all at once. And over time, right, because we're doing it so many times, like 100,000 times, the results will like flatten out. But we're taking, you know, random 150 from 5,000, and then sim 2, another random 150, and then another random 150. So the number of entries you have matters because of self-competitiveness. You know, how are your lineups even doing against each other? So that's going to come into play. But as far as specificity, right, when you go over to saber score, there's basically one single game saber score, right? This is the single game saber score being used for all contests. Now, we built this saber score by using contest sims. We basically simmed contests, and then we figured out what variables at what weights produce the best lineup. So we figured out, okay, sim optimals, which is how often lineups are the best lineup in the sims, and then average projection, and then a negative weight on ownership, kind of to account for duplication there. When you take these variables at these weights, they perform the best in our back testing. But now this is being applied to all of your contests. Well, the lineup that you might need for the $25 150 max might be a lot different than like a lineup that you need to win a 222 person 3 max, right? This one has 37,000 entries. This one has 200, right? This one has 150 entries. This one has 3. So like these contests might play a little bit different. So you might see a lineup, and we could probably just like demo this. So let's go back to the contest tab. Okay, so we have the 150 on. Let's see if we can turn this on. All right, so I'm going to turn on both contest sims here, right? This one would probably be, I would say, like high stakes single entry. You're probably going to play closest to that. Let's say we're maxing it out. And then flagship MME makes sense. All right, so I've set up the contest sims as if I'm playing both of those and as if I'm maxing both of those. So then I'm going to rerun this. And now it's going to run for both. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at one contest at a time. So let's look at the large field first. So highest ROI available is 287. Okay. Now notice what happens when I hover here. This lineup that I'm looking at right now is the highest ROI lineup in for the $25 150 max in our pool. Notice here, it is actually negative ROI, negative 27% in the 3 max. This is where the contest sim really excels. Because now I can go switch to the 3 max. And then it's going to resort the lineups. And then it's going to say, hey, in the 3 max, this lineup actually performed the best. And this one's 125% ROI. This one actually still did pretty good in the $25 150 max. But the other lineup that was the highest in the first contest would not be a good one for this contest. So SaberScore isn't going to pick that up as well because it's using the same sorting metric for all the lineups. I'm interested to see what this shows. Oh, it's just going to show me all the Saber scores. Okay, but effectively, those are the big differences here, kind of between the two. Actually, I wonder, 49.9, 214, 176. Okay, so this is actually kind of cool, right? I actually think this is like really important. The top Saber score lineup is actually the top ROI lineup for the 3 max. And the top Saber score lineup is also high ROI in the 25 150 max. So like this is like kind of, you know, a really good, I would say, just like I don't know, maybe like give starter users like some confidence here that like the lineups that you're getting when you're using Saber score are positive ROI, right? We can see here that like, hey, this lineup was top Saber score. It actually performs really well in both of the contest sims we ran. And we ran it in like a large field and we ran it in a small field. So I think that's like super cool, like to see that here. But the differences between the contests for the other lineup are why contest sims can be really, really strong, right? Because you're going to be much more specific to the risk you need, the upside you need, to take down different type of contests. So those are the big things here between ultimate and starter that like I really wanted to touch on. But again, you can like hover here and see the differences for like the different lineups, right? And we see like a couple of those were good in one, bad in the other. This one looks good in both. This is actually that Saber score lineup. So in this contest, the Saber score lineup ends up being like the third highest. But all right. Let me check here. Cool. So looks like we're caught up in office hours, knocked out a bunch of questions in YouTube, did a starter demo for baseball, talked a lot of ultimate for NBA here. So I think we're all caught up. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.